Every week, we like to bring what we call a prophecy update, showing how news and trends in the world corroborate the centuries-old prophecies that are found in the Bible. Now, we like to do that for lots of reasons, but for one, you know, people who believe in the literal understanding of Bible prophecy, sometimes they can be given to sensationalism. I know you've seen websites or heard reports. You know, ever since I've been a Christian, every American president, every world leader, they figure out how somehow in some crazy language their name adds up to 666 and they're the Antichrist. And there's all kinds of wild stuff that you can find on the internet. Gino and I were looking at a video the other day about how IBM is, you know, the Antichrist, and I mean, it's just crazy stuff. And so I thought, but you know, rather than discount all that and get into sensationalism, I mean, obviously the things that the Bible says are going to happen, there have to be trends in that direction. Can you find stuff, real stuff, in the news that you look at and say, hey, that's what you'd expect if the Bible were true? And of course, we find those all over the place. Do UFOs and the suggestion there are extraterrestrials have anything to do with the last days? Well, they just might. John Keel was a pioneer in the field of ufology. That's a real thing. Some of you may be ufologists, for all I know. Now, he's credited with coining the term men in black. I mean, he's one of the fathers of ufology. As far as I can tell, he was not a Christian. He eventually abandoned the extraterrestrial hypothesis, and he concluded that flying saucers and the like are really demons in a new disguise. Keel wrote this. He said, "The real UFO story must encompass all the many manifestations being observed. It is a story of an invisible world which surrounds us, a world of gods and demons." Christian apologist John Weldon writes, "There have been a number of secular researchers, even atheistic researchers, who have said if you look at the demonological tradition throughout history, this is what we find in the realm of the UFOs." And so right now, the most viable explanation being put forth for what UFOs and extraterrestrials really are is that they are demons and demonic manifestations. And this is being put forth by secular researchers, by atheistic ufologists, as well as Christians. Thus, it was disturbing, to say the least, to read a November 10th article on the U.S. News and World Report website titled, "ET Phone Rome." I love that. And then it went on, the subtitle, "Vatican Looks to Heaven for Signs of Alien Life." Let me read some excerpts from that article. "The Vatican has called in experts to study the possibility of extraterrestrial alien life and its implications for the Catholic Church. Quote, the questions of life's origins and of whether life exists elsewhere in the universe are very suitable and deserve serious consideration, said the Reverend Jose Gabriel Funes, an astronomer and director of the Vatican Observatory. Fuentes, a Jesuit priest, presented the results Tuesday of a five-day conference that gathered astronomers, physicists, biologists, and other experts to discuss the budding field of astrobiology, the study of the origin of life and its existence elsewhere in the cosmos. 30 scientists, including non-Catholics from the U.S., France, Britain, Switzerland, Italy, and Chile, attended the conference, called to explore, among other issues, whether sentient life forms exist on other worlds. Fuentes set the stage for the conference a year ago when he discussed the possibility of alien life in an interview given prominence in the Vatican's daily newspaper." Now, this is part of the story. Listen to this carefully. "The event snubbed proponents of alternative theories like creationism and intelligent design, which see a higher being rather than the undirected process of natural selection behind the evolution of species." Wow, this is fantastic. You know why? Because we know from reading Bible prophecy that there will exist on the earth in the last days a global religious system that is empowered by Satan and his demons to perform all sorts of signs and wonders. A global religion, like Roman Catholicism perhaps, that is beginning to embrace extraterrestrials that are most likely demons? Well, that's big prophecy news if you ask me. Now, we're looking up, but not for an unidentified flying object. Jesus has promised to return. He will resurrect and rapture his church. Once we are gone, a powerful force on earth that restrains Satan will be gone as well, and all manner of weird deception will break out upon the planet. Get ready, stay ready, keep looking up. Ready or not, Jesus is coming.